Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we can figure out a lot about what's going on with infectious disease by looking at our wastewater and our potty. Remember I told you guys, this was about a couple weeks ago, that a case of polio had been reported by health officials in Rockland County, New York, 40 miles north of New York City. Well, they're saying that polio was found in New York wastewater a month before the confirmed case. Polio virus was present in wastewater New York City suburb a month before health officials announced that they confirmed the case last month. I think it was July 21st. State officials are saying they are urging residents to be sure they have been vaccinated. Not that you're going to get it from the wastewater, but it shows that somebody potting is eliminating it in their poo-poo, and it's getting into the waste. That means people, somebody has it, maybe more. They say the discovery of the disease from wastewater samples collected in June means the virus was present in the community before the Rockland County adults diagnosis was made public July 21st. Now, this is a big deal because this is the first case in nearly a decade. Last polio illness was 2013. So 9 years. And remember, we thought that we eradicated it. We keep saying, oh, polio is eradicated in the U.S. Well, maybe it's not. CDC said in a statement that the presence of the virus in wastewater indicates that there may be more people in the community shedding the virus in their stool. Shedding, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G. Have to say that so the FCC doesn't get mad. The CDC added, however, that there has not been any new cases identified. Not yet clear whether the virus is actively spreading in New York or elsewhere. Laboratory tests confirmed the strain in the case is genetically linked to the one found in Israel, but did not mean that the patient had traveled to Israel. CDC said genetic sequencing also tied it to samples in the UK. Now, the patient started exhibiting symptoms in June. I believe he had numbness and weakness in his extremities. Let me see if I have any more information on the case. They don't really give us a lot, and I'm trying to look back at what I have here. He had paralysis, but that's all we know. Don't know much about his age, gender, nationality, travel, recent contacts. But what concerns me about polio is symptoms of polio are fever, malaise, headache, neck stiffness, vomiting. Mild of any of those is what we're seeing with COVID. When somebody calls in going, yeah, you know, got some body aches, my neck and back hurt a little bit, headache, fever, malaise, you know, I like to check for meningitis. I'm like, does light bother your eyes? Any dizziness? Any no. Okay, well, then I'm like, you need to get tested for COVID. I'm not thinking polio. Now, one person called saying they had some numbness and tingling. I'm like, you get your butt in to the hospital, get seen, and get tested, because we could test for it. And polio can be spread by respiratory droplets. Also could be exposed by exposure to one species. So, we used to give the oral polio virus a vaccine. So with kids, it was a little grape. It was delicious. It was a real delicious vaccine. It was grape, and we would have the kid drink it. I always found that kind of frustrating because the kid knows they're there for shots a lot of times. So they're already kicking and screaming, and then you're asking the kid to drink the polio vaccine. And most of what I would do is, and this was really early in my training, because by the time I got out of training, we just went back to the shot. But I'm like, here, have this first, you know, and they're like, nah. And I'm like, well, you know, it's great, and it's yummy, and, you know, mom and dad say it's okay, and, you know, mom and dad are there. Nah. Okay, I'm like, okay, you know what, parents, figure this out. And so at least with the injection, you know, the vaccine is getting in. And I don't blame kids for not wanting things injected into them, and I get that. It's not in our animal instinct to do that. But polio scares the hell out of me, so I'm a big, big fan of the polio vaccine. But what happened was there was an elderly gentleman who was changing his grandbaby and got polio because he changed grandbaby and the grandbaby had shed, S-H-E-D, the virus into the diaper and somehow he touched it, got it, maybe didn't wash his hands completely, and then came down with polio. So that was one of many instances that prompted them to stop doing the oral vaccine and go to the inactivated shot vaccine. They believe that maybe this person was exposed to somebody. He was unvaccinated, but he was exposed to somebody who had the oral. The difference between the oral vaccine and the shot is the shot is a killed form of the vaccine, a killed version. The oral one is a live attenuated, so it's a weakened version. So if you what we use for these vaccinations that are inactivated is they can't cause viral illness, but a live attenuated, a weaker version, will boost the immune system, but it's supposed to be too weak to cause an effect. We use live attenuated for the MMRs. For the there's a flu version that's a nasal spray. We do a live attenuated. I believe varicella also. But we have to be very, very careful in terms of those who are immunocompromised, certain ages. And so, you know, the vaccines that come in inactivated killed form are a lot of times more favored. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but it's fascinating that they could pick this up and then they can, you know, New York officials are opening up vaccine clinics because they want anybody unvaccinated to get vaccinated. I told you guys that polio, a lot of these, you know, diseases can be also coming from other countries. Migrants come with health issues. Pakistan and Afghanistan still have endemic polio. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Supply Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when we were told there were going to be multiple vaccine types, people started to, before we knew about the vaccine, started to have their pick. They made a certain decision. They were already saying, you know what, I think I want that one. That is DNA instead of mRNA. I think I want that one. That one only is one shot. That sounds great. I like Pfizer because Pfizer made Viagra, so I'll want the Pfizer one. Novavax sounds good because it seems to be a little bit more traditional. So everybody's like, okay, when I come up to the pharmacy, I'm going to be like, I want that one. And it didn't work out that way. All right? The rollout was a little different. credit Trump and Biden administrations for getting the vaccines out, but it was a little chaotic. Pfizer beat Moderna to the punch. Pfizer started to be rolled out. We didn't have enough of them, so we had to, you know, triage, get the healthcare workers their vaccines, those that are older, those who were at high risk. And so we had to be pretty aggressive with, and, you know, we had to also be restrictive of who got the vaccines. Then the Moderna came out. But we had problems with the vaccines in that they had to be frozen. Then they had to thaw. Then they could only be in the refrigerator for so long. And we were going back and forth when it came to the, you know, how flexible these were. And in fact, there has been some theories that the reason why the Moderna vaccine might have had longer immunity is because some of the Pfizer vaccine might have not been kept at 100% protocol with the freezing temperatures throughout the rollout, especially when you had to distribute the vaccines. In Israel, I think they use kind of pizza box type ways to, here's the vaccine, ship it there. Here's the vaccine, ship it there. And if at all there was any change of temperature, who knows? Maybe that you know, caused some effects. But we got through it. Most of us got our vaccines. Now we have to have boosters every 5 months. All right. But the Johnson & Johnson vaccine originally was sought after because it was only one shot. Rather than having two, you only needed one. Well, then we later found out that shot was only good for a couple months, and you would need a booster after a couple months. And the FDA said, look, you can mix and match. And then later the FDA said, look, if you're going to get a booster, just get the Pfizer or the Moderna. So those of us that were really excited about Johnson & Johnson with the one shot learned, looks like that's not going to do the trick. Well, one vaccine I have been extremely excited about from the beginning was the Novavax vaccine. And the reason why I was excited about the Novavax vaccine was because it was designed a little bit more traditionally. So while people were freaking out about the mRNA vaccines or the DNA vaccines where genetic material gets introduced to you, your body reads it, makes the spike proteins. And again, I'm not worried. I got the Pfizer vaccine, but I get some people get the heebie-jeebies from that. Novavax vaccine are basically the spike proteins, the little studded spike proteins. No genetic material. No need for your body to read genetic instructions and make them. And so it's a little bit more quote-unquote traditional. Now, we still don't have another vaccine like this, but it starts to mimic the kind of what we do with the inactivated vaccines we were just talking about, where it's a killed skeleton of the virus or virus pieces that produce the immune system. So the Novavax vaccine is now out. It also has an adjuvant. The FDA approved it. My glasses are a little off. The FDA had July 13th done an emergency authorization, and it uses nanoparticles studded with spikes that mimic the shape of the COVID spike proteins and has a matrix M, an immune boosting adjuvant. So it's called the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine adjuvanted, meaning it has the adjuvant in there to wake up the immune system. It's very cool. Very cool and very similar to some of the vaccines that we're used to. We don't think there's the HEK cells that where there's been concerns that some of the other vaccines were tested using a cell line that dates back to an aborted fetus. And these cell lines, we spoke about this on the show, how a lot of our cell lines, the HeLa cells from Henrietta Lacks that we used from her cervical cancer that were taken without her consent, sadly, these are cells that have been used to study medications, study cancer treatments, and have been credited with saving millions and millions of lives. But the ethical concern of where the cells came from, where they, you know, don't die, they can continue to replicate, and we could use them and make more anytime we need them and study in an in vivo setting with a live cell. There are some ethical concerns, especially when you don't get permission and, you know. So the Novavax vaccine satisfies those individuals who were worried about genetic material and who were worried about any sort of association with a possible cell line that could have been from a 1970s aborted fetus. The heck, the, are they the heck two cells? The heck cells. Let me, hold on a second. Because I know this is really concerning. We usually see them in the adeno vector cells, but let me see if I have them. I apologize. I think it was like the HEC 127. Oh, the HEC 293, the human embryonic kidney cell lines, the HEC 293. Some people had applied for religious exemption because those cell lines were derived from fetal tissue from an aborted fetus in the 70s, or the PERC6 cells, which is a retinal cell line originating from an aborted fetus in the 80s. There were concerns that these cell lines were used to test the efficacy of the vaccines for Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and Moderna. And that's been back and forth. So Johnson & Johnson satisfies those concerns that people had for religious exemptions or concerns with genetic material. So here's the thing. For those people that are unvaccinated, that have been waiting for this vaccine, even though it was approved July 13th, we're starting to see it in the pharmacies now. So it's fantastic. So now people can access it. What's not fantastic that people are a little frustrated about is if they want to now get the Novavax vaccine rather than the Pfizer and the Moderna that they've been using, they can't. This is not approved for anybody who got Pfizer or Moderna. This is only approved as a primary series if you're over 18, two shots 3 weeks apart. If you don't get there in time, you really have an 8 week window. But it's two shots 3 weeks apart, over 18. Doesn't have to be frozen. Can be refrigerated. So easier sort of vaccine. But one vial has to be thrown out within 6 hours of aspirating a 0.5, half a cc dose. But it's only for a primary series. So this vaccine is only for people that have never been vaccinated. We do not have mix and match data. We do not have that approval. Another thing that people are concerned about is they were hoping that this Novavax vaccine was ahead of the curve and is already Omicron specific. It's not. It has 90% efficacy broadly against all strains, 100% to prevent severe hospitalization, 90% to severe to prevent mild, moderate, and severe illness, 100% for severe hospitalization and death, they say. But it's not necessarily the new formulated one. The new formulated one is now in clinical trials. They believe it's going to be promising and it's going to be available in the fall. But that's not what this is yet. So for those people that think Novavax is going to be their next booster, uh-uh. If they think they could give it to their kids instead, no. It's different. It does still have a lipoprotein. It has a, because again, it has to carry the spike proteins. It does have side effects. The side effects listed on the FDA fact sheet. And by the way, I wrote an article on this. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. The side effects include pain and tenderness at the site, fatigue, malaise, muscle pain, headache, joint pain, nausea, vomiting, injection site redness, injection site swelling, fever, chills, itching at the site, hypersensitivity reactions, lymphadenopathy related reactions, myocarditis and pericarditis. For those of you thinking that this shot would not be have that those same risks as the Pfizer and Moderna, no, there are those risks as well. So it has the spike protein, it has the lipids, it has the adjuvant, it has some salts and a little bit of sugar, and you know, it's the latest of the vaccines, and I really expect some good things with this. It's just right now, it's not for everybody. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are continuing to criticize the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, calling it a repackaged version of the stalled Build Back Better bill. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin disagrees and says the bill is about solving problems.
This is about what can we do for the country, and right now inflation is the greatest threat that we have.
Republicans in the Senate say the bill will raise taxes on everyone, which is not a good idea during a recession. Meanwhile, Democrats disagree. Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. She's the first House Speaker to visit there in 25 years. In a statement, the California Democrat describing her stop as part of a broader trip to the Indo-Pacific. Pelosi also insisting the visit in no way contradicts long-standing United States policy towards Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. Georgia may be giving tax credits to people who are pregnant to help support the fetus. You know how there's child tax credits? Why wait for the child to be born? Shouldn't your fetus be a dependent as well? So Georgia is going to support the definition that life begins in the early stages of development in the womb. The provision in the state's abortion law bans abortions after 6 weeks, allows people to claim embryos and fetuses as dependents worth $3,000 in tax credits. The state will also consider those embryos and fetuses legal residents and count them in its census surveys as part of the population. Mothers will also be allowed to file for child support once a fetal heartbeat is detected. That usually happens about the six-week mark. Fathers will be required to pay child support. They're called personhood provisions, and they come after an injunction of Georgia's abortion ban was overruled by federal appeals court on July 20th, allowing the law, which was introduced in 2019, to come into effect after the Roe v. Wade was overturned. So there's a lot of back and forth with the courts on who could, you know, follow the Supreme Court in terms of, you know, states' rights and states deciding what happens versus the current laws in the books. So I get the controversy. I get it. The Supreme Court said, look, the feds cannot prevent you from getting an abortion. They can't honor it. They're out. This is between the states and you. So states and the people who live in these states vote to decide how they will look at a fetus, at what point do they believe a fetus is alive, and if they'll allow abortions. This is something that already was happening with a lot of states, because some states were comfortable with third trimester abortions. Others said no, and no, not after 6 weeks. So many states had these laws that said, look, you know, per Roe v. Wade, if Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, you know, this is what's going on. If Roe v. Wade wasn't the law of land, then this, you know, would not be protected under law. So there's a lot of confusion with doctor's offices and all that on what happens. And that's why many of us are critical of what happened, not so much with the Supreme Court overturning, but critical of how the Roe v. Wade law was written and how, you know, states were kind of still left to struggle going, okay, so we have to allow a woman to end her pregnancy, but we don't necessarily have to pay for it, or we don't necessarily have to allow this to happen after 6 weeks or in the second trimester. And there's a lot of individuals that have concerns about where their tax dollars go to. Many people do not want to pay for abortions, and they especially don't want to pay for a third trimester abortion. But they are comfortable paying, you know, for the child that's born and you know, needing state help. So these laws are going, it's going to take a while for states to come up with, you know, what they want. But it also does allow people to, you know, air their opinion. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But this parenthood provisions will be interesting, because so, One political columnist, Bess Levin, said, what happens if a person claims an unborn child on their taxes and then has a miscarriage? What happens if they claim the unborn child and then travel out of state for an abortion? Well, just like having a child and, you know, God forbid you lose that child, if you had that child during the tax season, then it's a dependent. If you don't have the child anymore, you can't. So that's not, you know, I kind of like the idea of spousal support for a pregnancy. You do, though, have to make sure, though, it's the father's. That's the only thing that's a little tricky, is you can't necessarily tell that pregnancy is theirs until after the child is born. So that's you know, going to make things a little tricky. An attorney for the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom Project, Julia Kale, said the provisions would enable Governor Kemp and his radical political allies to force Georgians to carry pregnancies and give birth against their will with profound medical risk and life-altering consequences. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said he was overjoyed by the decision, saying healthcare providers were prepared to bring mothers the resources they need to be safe, healthy, and informed. He said, since taking office in 2019, our family is committed to serving Georgia in a way that cherishes and values each and every human being, and today's decision by the 11th Circuit affirms our promise to protect life at all stages. So the new law makes abortions illegal after 6 weeks, which is controversial, because one is, you know, many people don't want abortion at all. Others are like, well, by 6 weeks, how do you know you're even pregnant then? And you know, I'm mixed on all of that. I'm very mixed because, you know, we're not talking about, you know, a few done a year. We're talking about a million. And I really think we have a unwanted pregnancy problem. And I'm confused as to why we have a million people becoming pregnant who don't want to be, with all the birth control and all the tax dollars going to that and all the Planned Parenthoods and all the free condoms and everything we're sending out and all the education. Why do we have a million women being forced to decide to terminate the pregnancy or not? We have Plan B. You could get Plan B without a doctor prescription. There is so much out there, but we still have a million pregnancies. What did they say? They say 1/5 of all pregnancies are being aborted. That is a, you know, and I know people are very frustrated with everything going on, but maybe one of the good things to this is maybe we're going to work harder on, you know, on working with people, you know, to understand reproduction, understand birth control. Maybe our birth control isn't working. Maybe people have IUDs, or they're taking the pill, but they're not taking the pill well, or they got free birth control, but the free birth control is not something that they are, you know, very comfortable taking. They forget. I forgot to take the pill. Taking the birth control pill is kind of tough to do. We have to remember to take a pill every day. Not the easiest thing. So, you know, maybe we need to revisit that. Maybe we need a better, you know, understanding of, you know, how sex gets you pregnant. But maybe we need more law enforcement if many of these are rape-related. We're hearing it's less than 1%, you know, are raped but and result in a pregnancy. But, you know, still, that those are still unwanted pregnancies and unwanted assaults, obviously, that we need to prevent. So, you know, financial tax credits for the fetus, I don't think is that outlandish. I just don't know how you would do the child support thing, you know, but, you know, tax credits, it costs a lot of money to be pregnant. It also costs a lot to carry that baby and not be able to work as much. And there's a, you know, but you know, it, and again, it's, you're not going to convince those who don't think it's alive and a life. You're, well, they think it's a lot. It's obviously alive, but you won't convince those that don't think it's a life that it's a life. You won't convince those who think it's a life that it's not. And you know, this is why abortion is so controversial, and it's and again, it's doubly and triply controversial because a million of them are being done a year. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I have a dog, and I love my dog, little doggy, and man, does she bark. Anytime anybody is, you know, walking near the house, and I actually love it, you know, having been broken into and my other dog, the lab, being asleep, just lying there on his back with everything showing, in my husband, you know, with next to my husband's side of the bed in our bedroom, because I was up late night doing my show years ago and podcasting and stuff that, you know, they went to sleep and I'd be 2-3 in the morning and some guy enters our house at 2-3 in the morning. Big dog did nothing, but my little dog hears everything. Just hears everything as, And then if another dog in another backyard decides to say something, she just jumps off the bed, races outside, because we have a dog door upstairs also for her. And she's outside barking too. Apparently, they have something to talk about. And luckily, though, all dogs go to sleep. And I think, you know, we neighbors have a pact where everybody's dog needs to go to bed, shut the hell up, so we all get to sleep. Well, one neighborhood apparently didn't get the memo. And a neighbor of somebody who had posted this on TikTok said that the neighbor's dog would bark from 5 p.m. until 3 a.m. every, quote, damn day. So TikTok user Sapphire Jess had Alexa play Who Let the Dogs Out? Who Let the Dogs Out? That one by Bahamut. She said, play that on repeat for as long as you can. And I guess it worked. She said, keeping yours and your neighbor's babies and kids awake all night and it starts to affect your son's schooling, talk to them and they said it's old, so they won't try to stop it. The dog was old. Call the ranger. Nothing was done for 6 months. So you take things into your own hands, setting a speaker on the fence while house sitting for the other four houses surrounding, playing this for 6 hours straight as they slept for their night shift. So, you know, she's pretty proud of herself. The video then switches to her lip syncing to the famous song that can be annoying, not only for 6 hours, but for 6 minutes. Some people said that was petty. You know, others are like, you know, this is, you know, not cool of them to do, you know, keep you up. So, you know, for those of us that have issues, I think the reason why the story went viral isn't so much because of the song and because, you know, somebody had the guts to do something. But I think a growing trend is we have to take matters into our own hands. Law enforcement does not want us to do that, and I don't blame them. But there's not enough law enforcement. And we are a society now that's like, look, you know, there are huge fish to fry. We got some major, major crimes going on right now that, you know, if we do have an issue, it's understandable that that can't be addressed. But does the issue then just not get addressed? And so, you know, dogs barking are tricky because some people will have their vocal cords removed. I think that's horrible. I think it's horrible sounding hearing a dog go, that sound is so, I can't reproduce it. Or, it's a weird sound because they're still making sounds with their mouth. And yes, it might be quieter, but it bothers them. It puts them through a painful procedure. I don't think that's the right way to go. But I think with animals, they can be trained. You know, my dog goes crazy whenever somebody in the neighborhood has landscaping done. So I close the doggy door, I keep her inside, I don't let her go outside, and if she's really loud, I put her in a room. You know? And I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. One thing that I think works really well is a water spray bottle. I've never had to do this because my animals listen to me. But you just have water in the spray bottle, and when they bark, you spray. Then, spray. And eventually, you could train them. And what's really nice is when you're asleep at night, you don't want to get out of bed, you can just kind of spray. So, it's, you know, a lot of us have animals. We love our animals. I am no expert on training animals, because my cats and dogs wake me up in the middle of the night. They want to come on the bed. They want me to lift them up. They want eats. They're so spoiled. And I just love my animals so much that I let them, you know, I'm their B word. So, but you know, if there's no violence, I would be careful though. I don't know if I would recommend this, because who knows in the other house if they would shoot somebody after listening to that song for 6 hours, but interesting. Now, I love Egg McMuffins. I don't eat a lot of them. I think the last Egg McMuffin I had was about 3 years ago. But a passenger has been fined $1,874 because she had two undeclared McMuffins found in her bag. She was traveling to Bali, Indonesia, from Bali to Australia. And she was given a fine of $2,600 Australian dollars or $1,800 after two undeclared egg and beef sausage. Beef sausage. See, in America, they use pork sausage. Nah, I still like Canadian bacon better, but anyway. So after two undeclared egg and beef sausage McMuffins and a ham croissant were found in their luggage on arriving at Darwin Airport, the incident came days after Australian authorities brought new biosecurity rules under a foot and mouth disease outbreak in Indonesia that spread to Bali. And Australia's Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry said a range of undeclared risk products, including fast food items, were detected in the passenger's backpack by biosecurity detector dog Zinta. So a dog figured this out. This will be the most expensive McDonald's meal the passenger ever has. I guess they call it a Makis meal. The fine is twice the cost of an airfare to Bali, but they say these are Australia's strict biosecurity measures. Recent detections show you will be caught. The statement went on to confirm that the passenger had been issued a 12-unit infringement notice for failing to declare potentially high biosecurity risk items and provided a false and misleading document. Because apparently you have to sign something when you come into the country that you're not bringing something. And then they tested the food for foot and mouth disease before being destroyed. I don't know how they destroyed it, if they nuked them, detonated, had a detonator. But Australia wants to be foot and mouth disease free. So last month, the federal executive government of Australia announced a $9.8 billion biosecurity package, with new measures introducing across their borders, including sanitation foot mats at all international airports, biosecurity dogs stationed at Barwon and Cairns airports. And they said travelers arriving from Indonesia will be under much stricter biosecurity. So foot and mouth disease is not very deadly. It can cause these blisters and lesions on the mouth and feet. It could also affect animals, cloven-hoofed animals such as cattle, sheep, pigs, goats, camels, stopping them from eating and causing severe illness and death. The disease can be carried by live animals in meat and dairy products as well as on the clothing, footwear, and even luggage of people who come into contact with infected animals. They say the impacts on farmers if foot and mouth get into their farms is gut-wrenching. So they are, and they said it could wipe off $80 billion of Australia's GDP. So they mean business. If you at all are bringing in, that's, wow. See, and here's my problem. When I travel with my kids, and they're older now, but still, I'll bring food for them. And if they don't want their food, and you don't have room, you know, to leave in your seat, or you don't have that little area to, some seats don't have those pockets anymore, you stick it in your bag. I could totally see this happening to me, where I just had something in my bag. So, 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.